Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We launch into the third hour here. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We have Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. We had Michael on the line in Missouri. He was asking a question about moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Derek J., what is the Free State Project for our listeners just tuning in to the show?
The Free State Project is an idea. The idea to move 20,000 liberty-loving people to the same geographic location to get active for liberty in our lifetime, whatever that means.
Right. And there are currently over 16,000 people, getting closer to 17,000, who have signed up for this.
Right. And so it does mean something different to everyone. So people do different forms of activism. But yeah, about moving here, people have taken all different kinds of strategies. When I moved here, I did what you had recommended, having a few months savings, a plan to get a job once I moved here. But I was 21 when I moved here, so I didn't have a family and kids. And
made it easier to pick up and go, right?
Right. So I had very few responsibilities weighing me down. For someone who is a little bit older, I would want to be more prudent in my planning and make sure that I do have a job lined up, because the last thing I would want is to run out of that 6 months savings or whatever I've got and then be at the end of my rope and say, sorry, everyone, it was nice meeting you, but I've got to pack up and go home now.
Yeah, this is the question I would ask. It's Mike.
Yeah, Michael's here.
What are you? Do you have a career currently, or you just kind of do jobs?
No, I have a career, and the thing about it is, my career is pretty high profile. I mean, people know who I am, but it's through the, it's very subsidized through the, through a state government. To be honest with you, I'm not going to tell you what I do, but,
Governor?
I mean, let's just say it's
No. I was just teasing you. You don't have to even, you know, give anything.
No. So anyway, I don't have any children either. And, I love freedom. You know, I love the thought of never violating anyone else's property rights, and I always try to offer value to everyone, not just, you know, relative to property rights, but just, you know, within interactions I have with them. And, you know, I wouldn't be able to probably work in the field I am up there, but that would be okay. You know, if I had to work at a thrift store or something for a little while until I could figure out something better, you know, I could do that. But I just kind of wanted to, you know, get some information on it, because I don't have you guys on the radio around here, but I can find you online, and I've listened to you more than any other radio program.
Thank you. I think the people who are willing to, you know, just work, the people who are not as choosy about what they have to do, they feel like they have to have a certain job and a certain profession, those are the people who are more likely to find something sooner, right? Like, if you're coming up here willing to just take anything that's available, well, there's always some sort of retail job available in New Hampshire. The economy is actually pretty good. The unemployment rate here in New Hampshire is one of the best in the entire country. So I think it's doable. In fact, Derek J., you got, what, a job or two within about a week or so?
I got two jobs within 2 weeks.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. My advice would be, if you're willing to work for something like $10 an hour, thereabouts, is that I'd just go ahead and take the risk of coming on up. Now, what, Ian?
I think it's a good idea to have some savings, right? Not just
it's a good idea to have savings. Yeah. But, you know, you should. He has a job currently.
You're talking about the risk of not having a job immediately when you say the risk, as
right.
opposed to just flying off the handle and coming up with $2.
Right. I think that my experience is that people that move up here that want a job, and admittedly, that's a pretty big qualification, because some people that really don't, in my estimation, want a job will claim claim, yes, I would like a job.
Or they'll claim to be looking, but when you ask them how many applications did you put in within the last week, they won't answer.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I think it can be, I'm not going to ever promise anyone that everything's going to be fine when they move up to New Hampshire, because that would be a ridiculous thing to promise somebody. But my estimation would be, is if I was taking the risk for myself and I had a small amount of savings that I could go without, you know, I could switch from one job to another, my expectation would be that I would be able to find a job within 2 or 3 weeks with relative ease, as long as you're just not caring what kind of job it is.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Michael, anything else? Thank you, man, for the call tonight.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Maggie is in Arizona, and, of course, you can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Maggie. Maggie. And she is now no longer there. Toll-free number, 855-453. We've got Skype as well. You may join us there by sending a friend request or contact request to lrn.fm. That's our Skype username. Once we see that request come in, we will approve it. And then once that is approved, you will be easily able to call us on Skype, and you'll sound great compared to being on the phones. So feel free to join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. So we've also got to talk about more of these ways that people trick you into hating protesters. And Derek J., you're also excited about an upcoming movie.
Yes.
That is going to be featuring Bitcoin, at least in one portion of it. So we'll talk more about that, too. Dax, though, is with us first. In Dallas, Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark. Hello, Dax.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Go ahead. Good. We're doing great.
So we're moving up to New Hampshire in August. And
wow, congrats. How exciting.
It was simple. We both were good employees, and our employer respects us, and we just told them, we're moving. We want to move to New Hampshire, and we'd still like to work with you, but, you know, if not, then that's okay. We're going.
Mm-hmm.
And both of us, they let us go remotely.
So, wait, y'all work for the same company, or you work for two different companies?
Two different companies. She's in marketing.
Nice.
I'm in drafting. But
that's so cool. I mean, you would have never have known unless you asked, right? And, I mean, a lot of people might not even think to ask about this.
Yeah, and if you can possibly do your job at your house, why couldn't you move to New Hampshire and do it at your house?
Now, is this going to affect your income? Because New Hampshire does not have an income tax.
No, well, Texas doesn't either.
Okay, terrific.
So it's the same thing. We're both moving the same salary, keeping the
Does Texas have a sales tax?
Yeah.
So you'll at least be saving some money that way once you spend your paycheck.
Well, property taxes are pretty high.
You'd have to ask what the property taxes are. I mean, I've got to say that I pay more in taxes in New Hampshire than I did in Florida.
No, we looked at it. It was it's done, the percentage-wise is done differently, but it's almost even par.
Wow.
Now, yours says like 0.2 and ours says 22, but it's just it's 1,000 versus 100, the way they count it. So it's like the same thing. So no big change there.
Well, there are ranges, by the way, just so people know. 0.2 or whatever is probably on the mid to lower range of New Hampshire's taxes. There are like 0.3 or 3%.
I'd say it's pretty much par for the course unless you hit a few major places.
Like Keene. Keene is awful.
Right. Well, Keene is one city.
It's one of the worst of taxes.
Yeah, it absolutely
Berlin
is.
May be more of a higher rate, but the property values are in the tank there, so you're still not paying for it.
You're probably going to pay less. Yeah.
What kind of freedoms are you hoping to enjoy in New Hampshire that you don't have in Texas?
Just the movement, really. I'm here looking for something to do. I know there's things recently, but you know, I'm just looking for all the different groups to hang out with and liberty-minded people to be involved with. So,
well, you're going to get that in spades, no doubt about it. And the community here is really one of the best reasons to move to New Hampshire. The Liberty community is unmatched. It's unparalleled out there. There's nothing else that even comes close to the size and the scope, the depth of this community here. And so you said you're arriving in August, Dax?
Yeah, we'll make it to the last weekend of Pork Fest and meeting up with Mark Horton that Monday and Tuesday. So,
Wow! So we'll get to meet you this coming next week then.
Yeah, the last weekend of Pork Fest will be there.
Very cool. Make sure you stop by the studio and say hello to us. And Dax, thanks for the call. It's very exciting plans. Thank you again. Always great to hear from people who are planning to make this move. This is real. I mean, there really are people coming here. Every month there's a new movers party in Manchester where at least six, if not a dozen, new people will be there. And then, of course, there's dozens more who are there to welcome them. And, of course, it's important to point out that if you're going to be moving and you've got stuff that you're moving up with you let people know in advance. You go like on the Free State Project group on Facebook or on the Free State Project housing forum and let folks know, hey, we're coming up, we're moving into X town at X date at X time, and then, you know, people will show up and help you move in. When Taryn Lupo moved up, a dozen of us came out to help him move in. We had a full moving truck unpacked in 30 minutes. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here in moments.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
Now we're back with Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Mark, you are doing your damnedest to keep that crown on the entire show.
Oh, I like it.
It is causing some difficulty with the headphones. You need to make some kingly headphones.
I need earbuds.
Yeah, well, you can get some of those, although getting earbuds with a longer cable is a challenge. You have to get an extension cable.
Maybe his head's been growing tonight.
I bet that's the case. It's Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark in the studio, and, of course, you can join us here on the phones, 855-450-FREE. We still have a lot to talk about. Your calls come first, though, and want to let you know about Fort Galt. Mark, what is it?
Well, Fort Galt, it's an idea, foremost. The idea is to get together people down in Chile, folks that are entrepreneurs, freelancers, young professionals, small business owners, have them live together in a complex, kind of like a condominium complex, but you really are only buying a small area. Their smallest unit is $10,000, and it's basically a room, you know, that has a bed and a desk in it. But it has common areas, so they've got, you know, bathrooms and kitchens and restaurants and coffee shops and these sorts of things in these common areas. And it's an interesting idea. The idea is to get the synergy of these dynamic people together in one place and to see what they come up with. Also, when you can rent out your room when you're not there. So you could potentially make some money on the deal. It's fortgalt.com, F-O-R-T-G-A-L-T, fortgalt.com. Check it out. They've got really great videos, a really great website. It's all worth doing the research for. I think you'll be impressed. Fortgalt.com.
All right, we're going to try Maggie again. She's back on the line here. Maggie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, welcome.
Hello.
You're great. What's on your mind?
So, we live in a very little town in northeastern Arizona, and my dog is being put to death. We're on appeal right now for being dog at large.
No.
Oh my.
What is dog at large?
Meaning loose?
Dog at large basically means that they were not on a leash or contained within a fence. And in the lovely county that I live in, is even if they're on your property, you can get a ticket for that.
So when I let my dog out my door to go to the bathroom and she isn't inside of a fenced-in area and doesn't have a leash on, she's subject to death.
In Arizona. In my county. Well, yeah. Right now.
I do this every day.
If you had my neighbors, yes, that would be how it is.
Well, Maggie, thank goodness the cops didn't show up and shoot your dog. Just preempts the trial.
We're grateful for that. We do have some very nice law enforcement gentlemen here. But the issue is she is being used as a pawn for about 24 months. We have been battling a rogue HOA.
Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, we'll get right down to the point is that I'm a white girl married to a black boy with three biracial children.
And you think that's what the reason is? You think that's the reason?
Well, it's a huge part of the reason. You know, 2 weeks there, 2 weeks after being there, one of the neighbors walked up and said, "Oh, I see we let the N-ers in the neighborhood now."
Oh, man. Whoa.
I almost went to jail, but you know what? My awesome guy, he just looked at him and said, "Yeah, they let us out of the woodshed every once in a while," and kept watching the dog.
Wow.
But my children have had to endure being called half-breeds, and I've been spat upon and called an inner lover. And
in front of them? In front of your children? Adults do this too, and in front of young children?
We're talking blue-haired mafia here. We're not talking adults. We're talking
old people.
Old enough to be my grandparents.
Yeah, they got nothing to lose, right? Why don't you give them some lip back? You ever get nasty with the old folks?
You know what? You try not to. You try to take the entire road.
But right.
When we moved in, there is still, you know, some debate about who said what. But our home was burglarized just before we moved into it. and the neighbors around the neighborhood took the refrigerator, the washing machine, dryer, the dishwasher, plumbing fixtures, hot water heater.
Wow. Yeah, what? They took the refrigerator and the hot water heater?
I swear to God, I have all the court documents. I have the police reports.
Are there some cameras in this place? I mean, probably not.
But they admitted to it. They admitted to it, and two or three of the items were returned. And
That's crazy. How did they get caught?
Because they got turned in by the other neighbors.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we moved in, we obviously filed a police, you know, the owners that were there before we took ownership of it, we said, hey, you know, your property's gone. And, long story short, they assigned over the, victim's rights to us, and I took over being the champion to it because, you know, if it was, you know, and my children, my husband, me that had done that, our butts would be sitting in the slammer right now.
Yeah.
But the sheriff's department has recommended felony burglary. It's in the documents, black and white. You can look it up. You can call and ask for them. And the county attorney's office, the guy who does it, looked at me and said, I have 7 years to decide whether to prosecute or not.
7 years.
Now,
so he is running interference. He's running interference for these people.
Well, you know what? I didn't say that. You did. But
that's what it sounds like. Yeah. I mean, people playing games because they don't like you, and they're using whatever tools are at their disposal to make your life hell.
Well, and it's, you know, that's a huge part of it. The we have, you know, been almost 24 months of doing this whole battle thing. And we filed a lawsuit in January for $12.5 million because in Utah,
against whom?
Almost against the Homeowners Association and 64 other neighbors.
Wow. Oh, they love you. Hey, tell me about the dog at large a little bit more, though. I'm curious about this. So dog at large, that doesn't mean your dog attacked somebody. It just means it wasn't on a leash.
Actually, what they're saying is, see, I've had close to 20 tickets in the last year of dog at large.
Uh-huh.
It always happened when I'm gone, always happened when there's nobody at the house. And this particular day in September, and I have four dogs. So if you know anything about dogs, you know if one dog gets out, they all get out.
Mm-hmm.
So Hannah Banana is 14, and when we
That's an old dog.
She is, and she's a lab, so she has more spirit than you know, other dogs that are her age. But she's a good girl, but when she was 18 months old, she was rescued and taken to a shelter in the valley, and it was discovered that her teeth had been filed down because they were placing her in as a bait dog for a fighting ring.
What?
So her name was also on her collar was Tweaker 23. So she was rescued.
A bait dog. I gotta say, I don't know much about dog fighting. I want to know more about this. If you'll hang on, Maggie, we'll talk more about dog at large and apparently being prepared to be a bait dog in a dog fight. 855-450-FREE. That sounds horrifying. 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Plus, you can join us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype usernames LRN.FM. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing, you can shop with us. Go and get your shopping taken care of. Maybe you want to get a fancy crown and outfit like Mark's been wearing here tonight in studio. What do you call that? A cape? A shawl?
Yeah.
What is that thing? Is it a cape?
Yeah, it's a cape.
Is it called a cape when it's on a king? No, so I would think there'd be another word.
I believe
word.
It's a mantle when it's
a
on the king.
Mantle. Oh. So I bet you can get stuff like that over at Amazon. I'm just guessing. Amazon's got almost everything. You want to go get your shopping done, go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's also a link to Walmart there if you want to try that one too. But Free Talk Live gets a cut when you go through those links at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Maggie is with us talking about a situation involving a neighborhood where she's been discriminated against because of the color of her husband's skin, and their kids as well, facing very rude, racist comments by some elderly folks apparently in the neighborhood. Further, they have targeted their dog, the 14-year-old Labrador. There's actually four dogs, as you mentioned, Maggie, but the oldest one is 14. And you said that her teeth had been filed down when she was younger, when you got her, because she was intended to be used as a bait dog in a dog fighting ring. What is a bait dog?
Well, you know that, Michael Vick, okay, just think Michael Vick, I mean, and what happened at his house is exactly what Hannah was intended to be. She was intended to be when they had, there's big gambling money in dog fights, like cock fights. When you have the prize rooster, you have the prize dog.
Right.
And if the dog cannot defend itself, then it's part of the practice. It's just like bringing the third string in on a football team and having the A team play the C team, and that's how they get better.
Oh, so the dog is like, so what you're saying is that a bait dog is a dog that is intended to lose, that this is a dog.
That's what they call a squash match in wrestling.
I have a definition from Wikipedia, too. It says dog baiting is the setting of game dogs against a chained or confined animal for sport, and the dog's bite and tear to subdue the opposing animal by incapacitating or killing it.
So filing its teeth down would make it less able to defend itself.
It would be the one that was being attacked by the other dogs.
Yes.
Okay. So how did it end up getting out of the house? I mean, you said this has happened multiple times.
You said you like 40-something tickets.
Well, it's close to 20 tickets.
Okay.
But every time that we leave, see, when the geriatric squad robbed our home, they went in through the front doggy door because you could basically kick it open, reach up, and unlatch the door from the handle right there.
Okay.
So, you know, we had changed the locks and did everything, and we couldn't figure out how they kept getting in. Well, we discovered that they could kick in, after we read the police reports, they were just kicking in the doggy door and opening the door, and they would let one specific dog out. Well, generally, they would let our Charlie dog off the lead when we would have him outside. Now, Charlie is a German Shepherd Akita, and we had to take and have his collar welded to his tie down so that it would take them forever to get him off of it. They would have to either cut his collar or take the time to take the collar off of him and let him loose. So that stopped him and me getting tickets for him. So the plan.
So what you're saying is, your neighbors who hate you because of, presumably because of the race of your husband, they are letting your dog out. That it's not your dog just getting out on their own. That they have been going over purposefully to put you in a position of receiving tickets and making you look bad for letting your dog out.
They always have a camera. They always have a camera. Well, this particular day, they said that these individuals said that she had jumped 3 feet up over the porch and 5 feet down, ran across the street, bit a little old lady on the arm, and mauled her little poodle to death, then ran back across the street to our property, laid down underneath the pine tree in the sun, and just wagged her tail until animal control showed up and said, "She's a sweetheart," and then they turned her over because there was no physical evidence. There was no.
So the woman who was supposedly
a dead dog.
The dog died 4 days later, but when animal control went down to talk to her, she said that the dog would live. But then the dog died 4 days later, and I still don't understand how my dog. The ticket is written for a shepherd with a red collar, a red shepherd with a red collar. And I have a yellow lab with a pink collar.
So now you're facing the confiscation and the murder of your dog over this ticket. Is that right? If you get found guilty in court, that's what's going to happen?
No. They already found me guilty. But all of the witnesses are the people that are named in the lawsuit that are, said to have felony burglary charges against them in the next.
You got to get out of this place.
Yeah, this is a terrible place for you to live.
Yeah.
We would really, we like to sell it, but the HOA has put $16,000 worth of fraudulent liens on it.
Oh, no.
So we can't sell it, so we can't move, we can't sell it.
Why don't you go ask
them? Loss.
Why don't you go ask them to take the liens off? Hey, say, look, we'll sell it
if you take the liens off. It's not a bad idea. Maggie, good luck. Let us know how it goes. Appreciate the story tonight. It's just horrifying.
Wow.
Thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Shocking stuff. We'll continue here. Another call from Arizona. James is on the line in Phoenix. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and the King.
No disrespect to Maggie. I hate racists and confront them with all my verbal barrage that I would if they were my neighbors. And I love the great state of Arizona. My dog has lived free as a bird his entire life and is alive and well and happy 16-year-old dog because he's never worn a leash or a collar. Yeah, but that was some very boring 20 minutes of radio, by the way. I could care less about her silly.
Well, I don't really care about what you have to say then either. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
I learned something about Witt, is that he has a dog that's 16 years old that shows he has a heart.
I learned something about Witt. He got arrested for a DUI earlier, like about a week ago.
Oh.
Yeah, another one, apparently. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE.
Sure, let the dog drive.
He hasn't learned his lesson.
The best thing to do is for him to just drink and call Free Talk Live and spill vitriol all over the place.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear if you didn't like the last phone call, Witt. Call about something relevant. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think a lot of people can relate to that, having bad neighbors, frustrations with neighbors. I mean, lots of people have dogs out there. I think it's very relatable.
James always gets distracted. I feel a little bit bad because I know he has a point that wasn't that. You know, and he gets distracted about something. He's got to say it and before he gets to his point, but then it's
too late.
That's
not what I called about.
Then it's too late.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nathan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nathan. You're on via Skype. Go ahead. We have Nathan in Texas going once. Nathan in Texas going twice. Perhaps something is wrong with my Skype system here. We'll do a quick check with the audio. Looks like the audio is okay, so it's probably Nathan.
He's just got his microphone muted.
Yeah, that's half the time what will happen. Our toll-free number again is 855-453. Charlton is on the line in California. Charlton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, I got a dog. You know what her name was? Truffles. And you know what happened to her? She ran out in the road and got hit by a car. And
sorry to hear that.
Care. You know, I'm not going to sue anybody about it, but that's what happened.
And, well, I don't think you could sue somebody, right?
You can tell what's her name in Arizona that she should just relax.
Why should she relax? They're threatening to kill her dog.
Well, get a new one.
Well, I mean, that's an easy thing to say, but I mean,
dogs are like members of the family, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure your dog meant a lot to you.
My dog was a member of the family, and I mourn her death every day.
But yours was something that was out of your control, right? A car hit your dog. It's not like that was done on purpose, probably.
No, she got out, and she got hit.
Right. That's life. It happens. And that's a bummer. And obviously you have to move on. And a good way to do that, and thanks, Charlton, for the call, a good way to do that is to get another dog, certainly. But in her case, she still can fight for her dog, who is still alive. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. And we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's just enough time for you. If you dial in now at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features waiting there for you. And don't forget to enjoy Derek J's website at thederekj.com. He does so many radio shows. He's got Cop Block Radio and Flaming Freedom and Freedom Fiends, and you're on Free Talk Live as well.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing almost all of those live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival next week. So your chance to come up and observe the fun of Flaming Freedom in person, because it's a fun show to listen to, and it's even more fun in real life. At least the Liberty Forum episode was very, very good, so I expect this one's going to be even better, because at Porkfest, you get a good-sized audience. There were a spattering of people there at Liberty Forum, but it was late at night, and you know other people were out kind of partying. At Porkfest, Flaming Freedom, Cop Lock, all these other great shows are going to be live. Those are attractions. Those are things that are actually people want to go out and do that sort of stuff at Porkfest. So I don't imagine there will be less than a few dozen people in the room. And so it'll be a good crowd and should be a lot of fun. So come on up and join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting Sunday and going through the entire week, Sunday through Sunday. It's the 21st through the 28th. And you can learn more about that at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We're going to give Nathan one more try here. I think that he has fixed his microphone problem, hopefully at least. Nathan, are you with us?
I believe so.
Yes, we have you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad that Mark's been promoted to king, but maybe he should be like an emperor or something.
Oh, don't emperor make his Marcus head any larger. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
Your Majesty.
I wanted to talk about the Free Republic of Liberland. There was a man interviewed from Liberland on the show yesterday.
Nicholas Nicolaisen.
Yes, and he said something about taxes, which I wasn't sure if I heard him correctly. He said there would be no taxes in the Liberland government.
It's constitutionally prohibited.
The Constitution cool. right now is in draft form. It is a crowdsourced constitution. It's available. I linked to it on our Facebook and Twitter yesterday, so you can see what it actually says. It's not been finalized yet, but as of right now, I haven't read it, so I'm taking his word for it.
I went to their front page and downloaded the Constitution.
Okay.
I'm glad I could say that because it's the 21st century now. And it does provide for a taxing authority. It says in section 4.16, subsection 3, to lay and collect taxes provided for in the taxation bill for one or more of the following purposes only. And then it lists several things, including covering the expenses of the public administration, maintaining the internal security, and providing for the system of administration of justice. And I like this last one, securing and promoting the interests of the free Republic of Liberland worldwide. So, you know, that's not a loophole you could drive a truck through or anything, right?
Yeah, it sounds like one.
Well, so, I guess, I haven't read the whole thing. Did you read the entire Constitution?
I didn't read the entire Constitution.
Because
but
he said that there was a segment in there that said that taxes would be voluntary, and so laying and collecting those taxes would be a voluntary exercise. But, you know, who knows what it's going to end up being like when it's all said and done.
It's not like governments follow their constitutions anyway, so
yeah,
who cares what it says?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. You'll probably like the section 2.3, though, right after no ex post facto laws. It says no law shall create victimless and or consensual crimes, et cetera. My point about it would be that when you trust the government to limit itself through a constitution, it's kind of like trusting a monkey paw to give you a wish, right? Mm. It's like no matter what you put in there, it's going to come back and bite you somehow, or it's going to turn out to be, hurt. You know, it's going to be bad in the future, right? Because if you and I wanted to put a plug in for Anatomy of the State. It's a book by Murray Rothbard, and he goes into this argument where if you look at things that are designed to limit governments, like constitutions, or he even says the divine right of kings, things like this that are intended to limit government become repurposed, through the ruling class to actually promote government.
And, good points. You know, thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, I don't know what else one can do. If we have a piece of land, what they call the terra nullius, this unoccupied piece of land, you have to sort of create a government in order for the other governments to recognize it.
That's what he was saying last night.
And then at that point, you compete with those governments for citizens. They don't have a lot going for them there at Liberland, and what they've staked their petard in is essentially freedom. And freedom means, you know, really, really low taxes or no taxes. I get that you have to have, you know, if you're going to have public property, you're going to have
freedom
to
means
have
more than that. Freedom means the ability to do what you want, so long as you don't, initiate force or aggression or fraud against another person. So it's great to not have taxes, but also it'd be nice to not have someone putting you in a cage for, let's say, having a plant or a chemical on you.
It certainly means more than that, but it means that. Also,
it is included for
yeah. And so, you know, they have to compete. Why would I go there if they suddenly decide, you know, we need lots more taxes?
Mm, yeah, exactly.
So, I mean,
because it's a swamp as is.
I would say that they do need to, figure out some way to survive on what they would call fees or something.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you use the terminology taxes in this circumstance? Call it an annual citizenship fee. I don't know. It would probably be superior to whatever it is that you're.
If it's voluntary. I don't care. Then, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with paying for services on a voluntary basis.
All taxes are voluntary if you can leave and go someplace else. But the fact is, there's essentially, it's like the bully saying, go to some other schoolyard and get beat up there by their bully.
Yeah, exactly.
So there currently isn't anything else. And if there was one little tiny place where you could go that didn't have this taxation thing, then it would be voluntary.
So Bitcoin has been on television in TV series as a sort of a part of a plot. And now, Derek J., you're excited about an upcoming movie that is also going to feature Bitcoin, like a Hollywood-level kind of movie? Like, this is a major release?
Yes. MovieTickets.com, one of the largest movie ticket purchasing platforms in the U.S., now enables moviegoers to buy movie tickets with Bitcoin.
Whoa. Big deal, yeah.
At 985 theaters. So this is,
whoa, this is huge news. I have bought
big
movie
deal.
Tickets from movietickets.com in the past.
Yes, many people have.
Yeah.
And this is a story at coindesk.com, but it's being reported on across the internet. The move was made possible through the integration with Bitcoin payment processor GoCoin. As a result,
sweet.
Theater chains that use the credit card processing service offered by movietickets.com will be able to accept Bitcoin for any film offered.
Outstanding. So this isn't some sort of promo thing just for this one movie that's coming out called Dope. This is for anybody buying movie tickets. This is a big, big, I mean, to me, this is a big one because entertainment, you know, is something that people are they're very interested in, right? And so if people can buy their tickets with Bitcoin, that's another big notch in Bitcoin's favor.
That's right. GoCoin CEO Steve Beauregard indicated that this includes Regal Cinemas, the nation's largest theater chain with more than 500 locations. And holdouts notably include AMC Theaters, which itself boasts more than 300 locations in North America.
Holdouts meaning they're not included?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like
the promotion, as you mentioned, Ian, was inspired by the promotional strategy for Dope, the hit indie film that scored big at Sundance and earned high-profile celebrity fans from James Franco to Russell Simmons. So this movie...
What's it about?
From what I understand, it's about a group of teenagers. Part of the plot involves them selling ecstasy
Dope.
In exchange for Bitcoin on the internet.
Excellent. Well, I mean, you know, I hope it's real ecstasy, because I would presume that it would be if they're selling it on the internet, because if they're selling on...
there's a reputation system.
Right, on the underground marketplaces like the Silk Road, you have reputation, and bad sellers will get bad reputation, and they'll be ousted by buyers who will not be interested in them anymore. When's this coming out? What's the release date?
Well, according to TheWrap.com, the film opens Friday to roughly 2,000 screens nationwide, and it's laced with references to iPhones, YouTube, and apps like Waze, but it's the digital currency Bitcoin that is arguably has the starring role in the comedy.
I'm betting you there's going to be a group of people going there from Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Sometimes people will go for a little carpool to a movie theater and do a little something outside of the campground. That sounds like it could be a qualifier.
What do you think? Are people going to say that this is ruining the movement? Are they going to say that this is...
Oh, sure they will.
Promoting, you know, Bitcoin.
It's aligning Bitcoin with drug use, and this is bad for Bitcoin.
Oh, whatever. Early in the film, one of the main characters says, quote, "I just read that money as we know it is dead. Soon the world is only going to buy and sell products using Bitcoins."
That's a great endorsement.
That's pretty cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I think it's great. I would not be one of those people saying that this is ruining the movement. I think this is awesome.
Well, I don't know if the movie theater in Lancaster, New Hampshire, is aligned with movie tickets. I don't know how many.
2,000 screens?
I thought it was
all of them.
I thought it was 985.
The movie is going to be playing at 2,000 screens.
Right.
And there are over 900 theaters that will accept Bitcoin.
That's awesome. And if movie tickets is doing it, then there's another one, Fandango. I bet you they'll be coming along
next
sooner rather than later. Yeah. As a result, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. And don't forget thederekj.com for more of Derek J. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.